Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you on this Monday, April 3rd, as we do something a little different this week for the podcast. I have asked Angie Jones to come in, and she's going to read 5 days for us, Monday through Friday of this week, this Holy Week. And then at the end of the podcast, she'll do a little commentary, or maybe I'll ask her a question or two. This is just an opportunity for you to hear a different voice and also for others in our congregation to kind of step out in faith and do something a little different. And it helps me because we can record all of these in one day and then get a little ahead for a busy week. So I know you're going to enjoy this. Angie is such a pleasure to be around, and that will shine through as she reads God's word to us. Thank you, Angie, for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Mary. I'm happy to be here and to be with everybody else. So today we're reading Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through 43. This is Paul and Barnabas, minister in Pisidian Antioch. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. From Perga, they went to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent word to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, "Men of Israel, and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. We made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With their mighty power, he led them out of the country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew 7 nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, king of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.' From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, 'Who do you think I am? I'm not that one. No, but he is coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. Brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent.' The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for death for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to our people. We tell you the good news. What God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As is written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father.' The fact that God raised him from the dead, never to decay, is stated in these words, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David.' So it is stated everywhere, 'You will not let your Holy One see decay.' For when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his fathers, and his body decayed. But the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish, for I am going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God.
Angie, thank you so much for reading for the podcast. I was struck by verse 34, which talks about that God raised Jesus from the dead and the fact that we are in Holy Week. And it says his body was never to decay in verse 35. So it is stated elsewhere, you will not let your Holy One see decay. Talk to me a little bit about the significance of the resurrection here.
This struck me that he did not allow him to decay. Whereas Jesus did die, and he, like the rest of us will, and we have seen that, we can relate to Jesus in that way. But yet, and we saw the mourning and the sadness that went with him. Although I think God may have just wanted to save one special part, that Jesus would not decay, that was something that he kept for himself and for his son, and that Jesus needed to be resurrected so that we could all see that he is different. He is our Savior. We can relate to him. We can love him. He loves us. But he was resurrected because he is everywhere, and he needed to be everywhere. And he's with us as we speak. And I believe that, and I'm comforted by that.
Yes, this makes me think about the Apostles' Creed that we read each week, and it affirms the resurrection from the dead for Jesus, and it also points forward to that day where our bodies will be resurrected. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could just end the podcast. Angie and I will state the Apostles' Creed, and if you know it, join in with us. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and now sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whom he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and everlasting life. Amen.